This goes to Dr. Christopher Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Emma, E-M-M-A, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S-S, date of birth May 4th of 1939. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Curtis with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 26th of 2021. Since that time, she's had two episodes of pancreatitis. The first was in late July, and it was thought to be attributable to her budesonide for Crohn's disease. And that was discontinued, and the pancreatitis resolved. However, January 1st of this year, she had severe vomiting and diarrhea and went to the emergency room for evaluation and again had elevated lipase levels. And also blood sugar was elevated at that time, initially 271, and after hydration it was 178. She's feeling much better. The vomiting and diarrhea have resolved. She states that the Crohn's disease is in remission, even though it's not being treated currently. And since her last visit, she started Lantus 20 milligram at bedtime, and now her blood sugars are markedly improved, and she's feeling better. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and her weight is unchanged from her previous visit. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's also on Ramipril, 10 milligram daily, Lipitor, Metoprolol, low-dose aspirin, and acetaminophen, 500 milligrams daily if needed for pain. Physical examination, her pulse is 62, blood pressure 129 over 76, weight is 213 pounds. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 1st, 2021, when she went to the ER with the abdominal pain, vomiting, and diarrhea. Her initial creatinine was 1.1, and after hydration it was 0.9. Sodium 133, potassium 4.3. Carbon dioxide, 20. Albumin was 4.0. And calcium initially was 9.2. The last hemoglobin we have, that was also January 1st of 2022. That was 14.8. White count was elevated at 15.6, and platelets were normal at that time. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with preserved creatinine levels and stable, no progression of disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension, which is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.